Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL number one! What's happening, brother?
It's another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. Another pile up. Another no days off. One day off.
Yeah.
Oh man. I mean, we're potting Sunday night. We have another pod Wednesday night because there's another pile up, no days off situation. Game week 24, FML FPL Cup is kicking off. Which is really...
Yes, FML FPL Change Name Cup is back.
Yeah, Change Name FPL Towers Cup back. It's really... You know it's the second half of the season when that's kicking off, so we'll have to do, you know, the sign-up shit that we always do, big group stage, big, you know, rally behind that, so that's always a fun time.
Yeah, and for new people that listen, we this is a thing we do every year. It's just like a tournament-style thing with group stages, and then it goes to knockouts with just every one of our Patreons. So if you support us or want to check us out, then check us out. And it's pretty straightforward. You just give us your team ID, and we do the rest.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun thing. There's prizes and stuff for, like, highest scoring group and final eight, like top eight get prizes and shit, and then the winner gets the things, and there's like little nonsense like that, so it's fun.
It's just gives fun.
Like something to talk about, and Discord's always very lively during this time.
Which so if also, you wanna... I just remembered, for the first time, we're gonna do like Discord-only groups or something like that, right? Didn't we talk about that last season?
Yeah, we're gonna segregate, because it's not, everyone's not equal of FML FPL patrons,
exactly.
So if you're in Discord, you're gonna be in Discord groups.
Which
if
is great. The shit talking.
If you're a $2 pod subscriber, you're going to be with other $2 pod subscribers.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Which I mean, if you find yourself like socially not, you know, having the same friend groups, I don't know if anything's going on in the world that might attribute to that, and you want to just make some new friends, it's a really good place. You know, you just hang and chill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking check us out.
Should we just get out of here? Honestly, should we get out of here?
End. Yeah, let's end.
Check
us. Good, great pod.
Can we do a short pod? Can we just get in there on the, like, we're potting too much.
Talk. I don't care, dude. Just talk to me. What do you want to talk about?
Well, so how'd you do this week?
Bad. I got 50 points. I had Mo Cap. I mean, I got a red arrow when I cap a brace is the explanation of my week. I took a -8, but it was actually a covert, like, -30, I think. So that was not great. If I did nothing, I would have had like 80 points or something. And I just got Diash clean and Mo Cap, and that's it. Literally, that's it. Everything else was a blank central. Didn't get 11 out, 10 men this week for me.
I mean, that's probably common.
So that's
common
the state of the
week,
union.
Yeah.
That's the state of the union for me, my boys, you know. The 85th minute goal with the Trent Robbo first experience
dagger.
Of the Trent Robbo was a absolute backbreaker because
and Capmo.
Capmo great.
Good no, but like me, but, even the clean even hurt there.
I mean the two there. It was at about 11 points for me, that goal lost.
Yeah.
So I mean it had very Josh Benson feels for me there. The thing that is so troublesome is It feels so much worse when they're just in absolute dominating cruise control the whole fucking game, and it's clearly gone, and there's like no point, no one cares anymore, and it's just like 86 minute or whatever, you know. So
they had one big chance, and that was it.
Yeah, that's the game, you know. Ox, thank you, Ox. That's it. That's it for me. What about you?
Cap Mo really bailed you out, though. You were in fucking
dude. I had when
had
I
no
woke
points.
Up this morning, I had like. 9 points.
Yeah.
This morning.
Well, we were texting, and I was like, how bad is it? And you were like, Bamford has more than my entire team combined, who you hit out, and I also hit out. And I was like, okay, so it's looking pretty bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's pretty bad, I would say. I got 61 minus 4, so 57. I don't even know if it's green, gray. Yeah, it's a little green.
You rose a little.
Yeah, tiny little green. I got some contributors from all over. Obviously, as I mentioned, I also hit up Amford, so that was a disaster. But, you know, I got...
Can we just mention that for a second?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, if you listen to this fucking podcast, and we sell anyone, you need to pay attention to who those players are, because they're going to start going hot. If we hit someone out, double your money.
Yeah, double
if
down.
If me and you both hit someone out in the same week,
oh my fucking God. Triple cap.
That's it.
That's triple cap.
Triple cap. That's a triple cap.
That's like insane. Bet your mortgage situation. Like, just covert, fly to Vegas, put your mortgage down.
It's
you're
horrible.
Good to go.
It's so horrible. Yeah. All right, keep going.
I mean, so that wasn't great. I took the risk on the double Everton. They started off the game week with the blanks. But, you know, Cap Jack did stuff. I still have Mo, Diaz, Emmy, huge 10-pointer for me. Absolutely.
That was really big.
Massive 10-pointer, which was, like, pretty lucky.
I find myself, Emmy is the player, like, the clean for Villa. I find myself every single week rooting the hardest against of any outcome in any game. And it's like, that's the thing. I've been noticing, which doesn't feel great.
Like, people who don't own Emmy or Pope, I don't even know who they have. What other keepers are in the game?
People still probably own, like, McCarthy.
People have McCarthy, Lloris. John Stone, like...
Lloris,
like,
people have, I think.
Jesus
I don't know.
Christ. Yeah, Emmy has bailed me out many times this season, so that was great. But yeah, I mean... Quiet, weird week, but I'm happy to get away with it with a green on a hit. So, you know, fun today.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to the top three FML Field Prize League Mug League winners for January. Colin Capone, a.k.a. Hal Capone. Neil Gupta, a.k.a. Payne Olympics. And Alec Newton, a.k.a. Finding Timo. I'll email you guys for the mugs, the prizes. Good job by you.
Did you reset for next week?
I didn't reset. Should I do it right now?
I forget.
Well, because I'm going to forget. I'm just going to actually do it right now. This is going to be this kind of pod. That's a fact.
I'm really, really tired.
I'm fucking destroyed.
It's 7:15. I'm probably going to go to bed when we finish podding at 8:30.
I mean, dude, you know the hours where I live.
Oh, my God.
And then I wake up at 7 a.m. to watch football for like 8 hours today and then don't nap. It's not great. All right, I updated the league. Shout out to the leader of the F. Oh, there's a new name. There's a new name. Shout out to the leader of the FPL Towers' favorite pod league, formerly known as the FML FPL Public League, formerly known as Change Name.
Yes. FML FPL Public League.
Ryan Prinz, a.k.a. Nabry 4, yes. Spurs 2.
I don't know what that means, but...
When Nabry scored
game,
four.
Fine.
Okay. Pod's over. All right, what do you want to talk about? There's fucking... The game week starts so soon. Where do you want to begin? Anything you want to talk about?
There's actually, I think there's a lot of things to talk about, unfortunately for us.
Let's start. Hit me.
Okay. Well, Spurs didn't function, and Leicester didn't function. So, when you lose your best player, or two best players, and the team doesn't function, that's bad for FPL. That's one thing I noticed today.
There is a weird... thing where when a player goes out, we always get questions, and I always see it on Twitter, is blah 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 better without blah blah blah? The answer is almost always no.
The only difference with when it's not no is when a player goes from playing like midfield to forward.
Exactly.
Other than that,
change
it's
of position
no.
or change of tactics, which we usually can't even anticipate.
Or change
the
name.
The small We always say FPL is just all a small sample size, but that it's even smaller when it's like Son played four games without Kane last year and scored three goals. It's like, dude, that could not matter less to like what Spurs are going to look like without Kane. Basically,
well, it could matter, but you need the context. Like, you need more information than just that. Because if you say, like, well, this is. Like, I think he's going to still be good because these are the reasons why, and this is why I'm expecting it to be replicated. But
it could be an interesting conversation, but it's it's so...
You have to look deeper.
You have to look deeper, and you have to think deeper. I mean, people are pulling shit from, like, 5 years ago when Son started without Kane. It's like, dude, who was even managing them 5 years ago? Like, They have a completely different manager. They have a completely different team, different AVD. Style, different everything. Yeah, it was AV fucking B. Like, dude. It's fucking Sherwood. Yeah. But it's like...
Okay.
Yeah,
so... Okay, so that aside, though, let's refocus. So Spurs and Leicester assets, right? I mean, Barnes is, I guess, like in one of those kind of... First of all, good job by fucking the Broj for not playing Iheanacho. They're way better than they would be looking if that was still happening. But
also, I think, I wouldn't say they didn't function. Like
they functioned for like 20 minutes. They just got absolutely bare bottom.
Yeah, the second half, dude. Leeds were way better and shut them down.
I mean,
but first half, they created a lot of chances. They could have scored two goals. Like, their goal was a real goal.
The goal was nice, yeah.
Yeah, and, the XG was good. They had 18 shots.
He used three subs on defenders.
Well, that's, whatever.
I don't know. But this is the thing, is Vardy's out of the team there, and everyone's like, all hands on deck, lose identity, shape changes. Like, it's just madhouse. And they played Leeds. They scored one against Leeds.
That's the best fixture in the league. Yeah.
So it's just something to consider. I think Barnes is still the one, though, right, where he was, doing the things and he could still be okay. But otherwise, it's just like, wow, they're a little bit, like, fucked up. And Spurs were insane today. Holy shit.
Spurs are another – that's, like, another level. Because
that's, like, a half an hour pod. I don't even want to talk about it really too much, but –
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch the full game, so you know more than me, but just to put it in perspective, the highlights were basically pot shots from like 25 yards for Spurs, and then Brighton creating just huge chances. That was the entire highlights.
Four or five. I mean, if it wasn't Brighton, four.
Exactly.
Brighton were brightening so fucking hard. I was half expecting them to equalize, though, like in the 85th, because it's just like that's a Brighton thing.
Just so Brighton. Yeah, it would just be and so fucking Spurs. Brighton. Yeah, just rode on like near post header on a corner or some shit. But I mean,
Sun, though, is still, I'm still like not really too worried because.
Really? I'd be very worried. I think Sun is like a bad own without Kane.
Yeah, actual I just bad. Don't. I don't think. Transferring him out is really going to be like successful. Like, what am I doing with that? Like, where am I going with that?
I don't know.
Is he still, he's still like the central danger, like player or whatever. And he's still really good. And they didn't look good in one game, but I don't know. They have West Brom in a couple. And I mean, Kane's not going to be out for that long. So like, I'm going to want him back,
Maybe. I don't know. They're such an interesting FPL team because if they didn't start the season on the most ridiculous fire of all time, I wonder where we would all be at on them. Like they struggle to score a goal a game for like 3 months.
But I'm also like thinking about with Sun. He still has also more avenues probably on pens too now, right? So probably. I mean, he's still
Bale's
doing
playing.
Whatever. He's still doing the corners and the indirect set pieces and stuff. And I mean, even though it's a bad showing, I'm just like, I'm not trying to, I mean, I don't like need money in my team. I'm going to want him back. He always just ticks along. I just feel like he's still going to be a good pick. And he I still feel like he's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not overreacting.
I guess it depends on team state. If you're not like making any other moves, I'd be happy to get rid of him right now. I'd have no hesitation at all. I mean, like, Potter just basically gave the blueprint of, like, if you deny Sun space on the counter, it's game over. Spurs have no other idea what to do. Mourinho has no other plan of what to do other than try and play Sun through on the counter.
I just feel like it's a little bit of an overreaction. I don't know. I just still feel like no matter what's going on at Spurs, like Sun's still just a really good fucking player, and he's going to still get points.
No question, but
I just still think he's going to get points. That's the thing. Yeah. Even though the team is, I don't expect they're going to look good or hum or at any moment in time with Kane out. I still just feel like the plan is like get him the ball, get him like that's the fucking thing. So
two out of the next three are home Chelsea, away City, and then the other one is obviously home West Brom is incredible. Like, what do you actually expect in those three fixtures? Like Kane's
one,
supposed to miss
returns.
At least the next two.
Yeah, one, maybe two returns. I mean, hopefully lumping on West Brom, but, I think home Chelsea is always, you don't know what to expect there. Again, the avenues, you never know when a corner is just a goal. Like, and then you're like, oh, great. You know, it's like six, sure. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I just think I if just, that's what you're thinking
going
one,
out there.
If you're thinking one, maybe two returns, I feel like that's not a bad transfer. Like, yeah, I feel I mean, like I haven't looked because I don't have Sun and I am fucking on negative hours of sleep, etc. But there's got to be someone that you're like, oh, these next three fixtures are really good. And like, oh, you know, yeah. Maybe they can get three or four returns and then it's worth it.
Yeah, I just don't usually do that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Me, like the way I play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd rather, I still think like I'm more concerned about Rashford and my team mm-hmm. because I watch Rashford every fucking week look like absolute dog shit.
He had that
and
wide open
I watch,
net.
It's whatever. But and then I watch Son every game, and I'm like, Son's same. Like every game is like he's great. And he's same doing
well,
the same
except,
shit. Like
except
it's just,
today.
No, but he was fine. Like he was still like making the runs. They were trying to play it long to him. Like he set up a couple of like things, a couple of half chances. He was just like trying to find the ball and stuff. But yeah. I thought he played like acceptably. Yeah. I didn't think he was the reason why they didn't function. I mean, we've been kind of not. We haven't done too much about Spurs, but
that's like the weird thing about the guys who get the big chances, though, right? It's like Son did what he did today. He basically had. He had nothing. He had no actual chances to score, and he didn't create any actual remotely good chances for his teammates to score. That, like, feels more okay because we didn't see him fuck up, you know what I mean? Than if, like, someone like... I'm not even advocating for Rashford. I'm just talking about these two players just because they're so different in that way. Whereas, like, we see Rashford, like, take 5,000 touches when he could have maybe hit it first time in a wide open net. And that feels so much worse. But like from an FPL perspective, you'd rather the guy getting the touches 6 yards from goal with the open net than the guy who like actually does nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just somewhat.
It's fucking, it's like a weird backwards thing, but.
Well, it comes back to the like opportunity versus like the clinicality or whatever it is.
Clinicality.
But I still feel, yeah.
Ex clinicality. I love
that's
that.
That's definitely made up. But
oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, I think Son had like one shot from distance or whatever, but I don't know what the stat numbers on him today show, but he was still in and around like every single thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know, whatever that, for whatever that's worth. But, you know, the other thing with Spurs, and this is not really FPL relevant, but Bergwijn. He's just not good enough. I think he's bad. Like, I think there's a reason why he went in January and no one was like...
For not that much money, and even though he's 22 or whatever?
It's... They're with 10... I mean, they play with 10 men. He can't do anything.
Less than 10 with Bale.
Yeah, it's just...
They literally...
Bale was also a ghost ship today.
It's... And like, then even
Lukasz
with
came
Kane,
on and was trying to...
They had no... Yeah, they had nothing on the right wing, even with Kane.
And he was playing
two spots.
Yeah, it's two spots. And he was playing with fucking Ndombele. It was so deep. I don't know why. He's the only player that can create anything. He had him playing like center back. And Lukasz came on. He also looks like a fucking... He's just... I don't know. He's also... That's my concern, though, with them, is that the surround... Like, Lamella looked like... I don't know. He was doing normal Lamella shit, but... Vinicius was actually pretty decent for the second half. I thought he looked like had some moments.
Like
he was lively. He's like direct.
Safe.
Like I think, yeah, he looks like he could be a player. I think they might have something with him. But the Bergwijn thing is a really big problem. He keeps playing him. I don't understand how he keeps playing him because he's definitely worse than Lukasz. And I mean, Lukasz doesn't do shit. Like he fucking sucks.
I feel like he's worse than fucking at least five
everyone.
Players on the team. Like,
no,
play
I mean,
Aurier
he,
at right
all he
wing
can do is run in a straight line.
Absolutely be more effective. There's like almost, you know.
Play
know.
Fucking Winks there. I don't give a shit. Like, all he can
Sissoko.
Do is run in a straight line. He's so bad.
Yeah.
It's every game he starts, it's just he goes to the wrong space. It's like his press is fucking stupid and bad. And he's just so
Bale,
such a nightmare.
30 touches today. Like,
yeah, Bale didn't know what was happening. Yeah, he looks like a player who's only started one game this season.
Yeah,
so,
for a reason.
This was the second, yeah. All right, that's enough about Spurs, but I still feel like Son's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to revisit that when we go talk about your team, honestly.
You're more fine selling.
Yeah, I'm excited. This
is the, but the other thing too with Sun is like there are players in the like he's honestly he's like kind of like Mo in my head is like players that I actually enjoy and like watching and think they're really good. Mm-hmm. And when I get them in my team, I just I don't like my I'm not concerned about them like when they're fit. Like I just don't really think about it as a transfer out. That's my where I go there. You know,
no, I see where you're coming from. I just feel like in this instance, you're too player focused and not focused enough on the fact that like Mourinho's doing a bad job and they can't attack.
Yeah, that's possible.
And the team is just like we were just talking about. The team doesn't function. They basically play with nine men. And
No, that's valid. That's valid. That's fair. Might have blinders there.
But let's go to Chelsea because we actually got some Chelsea questions. Puck Gremlin says, so Chelsea, what do I do with Chilwell? Do I hold him? Do I ship him out and wait for the dust to settle? How do we handle own Chelsea assets while the 11's under construction? Up your arsenal. And Jerry threw up Marcus A. And Jerry said, or in fact, any of the new Chelsea players Tuchel's picked from his two games in charge. How many games is enough for us to be confident that he's going to keep starting them? So they, I thought they looked really good today, actually. And...
Hey, look, this, I think it was the best. I had missed the first like half hour. It was the best I've seen Chelsea play all year by a lot.
Yeah, they had some good games on Frank. Like, I'm thinking of the Leeds game. I remember they completely fucking annihilated them. I mean, and the shit, but like,
Leeds is, it doesn't matter. Like, that's like them doing the same thing. But the reason why, to me, why I feel this way is that Burnley were stretched out of position all over the fuck the whole game. Like, everyone was all over the place, and that's, like, the most organized team in the league.
And how many shots did Burnley have? They were just pulling them all over the place. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, they had the Tarko at the end.
Actual one. 93rd minute Tarko.
Yeah, yeah. And which should have been, I cannot believe he didn't score that. Did you see that? Did you see the fucking chance?
Yeah, that's a different story.
Ridiculous, but they were pulling Burnley absolutely all over the fucking place the whole game. It was insane. Yeah. And... yeah, they're going to be good. Like, you see already in two games,
it's
he's just...
crazy already.
Yeah, it's insane. So
I know, club legend, blah, 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 blah. Like, fuck off. Like, they're already better. Yeah, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to compare, like, an actual, you know, world-class manager with someone who's never really managed before. But, I mean, Mendy's made zero saves in the last two games, two clean sheets. The attack, you can't buy anyone. Like, what the fuck are you going to buy?
That's the thing.
You have no fucking clue.
Including Marcos A. Like, that's a ridiculous shot.
I think that was a funny shot.
Of course. If he was nailed wingback, we would all have him. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's still Chilwell's still first choice. He's figuring out the guys.
Yeah. I think if anything, it would be Tilv, honestly.
What about Rudiger? Like
4-5. I still...
That's what I thought of in Jerry's question. Because to me, that's the only part of the pitch where he picked the same guys, right? As Rudiger, Tilv, Aspil, Mendy. And I think they've looked really good.
Yeah, like, I mean, Rudiger shot on target in two games.
Like, I didn't think Rudiger could play like a left-sided center back, you know, expansive passing kind of position.
I didn't realize he was 4 or 5.
Yeah, so that's...
great pick.
That's a good pick.
That's worth a spec.
Yeah,
absolutely fucking great pick.
Yeah, he just seems like a great... and we know he's a monster on corners, too.
Yeah, he's
like,
definitely a good goal threat.
Yeah, so
I'm still just... with Zuma there, he really didn't do anything to deserve all of a sudden being bombed the fuck out when he's scoring a goal every other game. And their defense was, you know,
pretty confident.
So I'm still a little bit conservative, but I think the Rudiger, that's a good shot by you. Good job by you. Totally didn't know. Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm proud of myself that I didn't take an extra hit to get rid of Pulisic. I'm not going to condone people to, like, go buy him, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, comes on.
I mean,
looks great. Gets an assist.
Okay, but that's lunacy. What are you talking about? He didn't start. Like, that's just the result. That's the result base, though. So, what, you're happy to hold him that he didn't start both games so far? After he rotated like six players in attack,
he's definitely going to be a starter in the long term. Like, Tuchel knows who he is. No, like, probably Spurs. I mean, I feel like a lot of this experimentation is like, okay, we have one hard game coming up in Spurs. Like, let me figure out who's good to go.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Pulisic is, like, basically nailed for Spurs, honestly.
That's actual. Insane to say that. He literally didn't start both games. So you can't use the word nailed. You know, you think he might start. That's fine. But
yeah, I said basically. It's just because I don't have the vocab. What's right underneath nailed? Like, basically nailed is what I said. And yeah, I mean, Tuchel said, like, he put him on the bench because he knows what he can do. He needs to evaluate the other players, blah, blah, blah. Okay, like, he's
this
essential.
Is propaganda. This is propaganda from a Pulisic owner. This is ridiculous. I can't condone this. Let's move on to a different topic.
Great player.
Great, but to say when he, you know, he makes all these changes in attack and he's clearly trying to figure out what the right formation, let alone personnel, is, and that he's like a, you know, it's ridiculous. But you own him, and if you're going to hold him and you see what's going to happen, that's fine.
Yeah.
If he came off the bench and scored 1 point, which, you know, that's really what he should have done, then I don't know what you'd be saying today.
What do you mean should have done? He came on.
He made
and
a fucking
great.
Side pass.
And.
Assist. I mean, it's, if bad? He got 1 point, no, it's fine. He played a half and he got an assist. But if he got a point, you know,
still think he's nailed for Spurs.
Oh my! Well, what did you think after Wolves after he played fucking 14 minutes?
I think that Tuchel's being honest when he said, "I know what he could have bring. I needed to evaluate the other players." He was okay. A main guy for him in Dortmund. He's obviously like. Their best player right now with the form that Timo's in and stuff, you know, like he's incredible.
Okay.
I'm just not worried about it.
Okay.
I'm just proud that I didn't take another -4 for some other shitty ass midfielder like Gundo or something.
Okay. I have nothing more to say on
so
this topic.
So many crickets. So
I mean,
many crickets.
It's insane what you're saying.
It's not insane.
Yeah, I think it is.
Anyway, where do you want to go from there? That killed the momentum.
Well, I mean, Everton fucking got
that was
destroyed.
A good game. Good double up DCL Richarlison.
I mean, they have Leeds, you know, regardless of what happens against Leeds. I mean, is this something like, you know, most people got DCL only. Mm-hmm. Is this something where you're like, okay, they're clearly fucked a little bit. And when they have actual very difficult fixtures after Leeds, it's just like, don't even, no matter what happens in that game, just plan to get out.
Definitely with Richarlison. I wrote that in the lineup thing. Like it's probably Richarlison to Antonio who has, they have Villa, right? Like, so it was two really bad Antonio fixtures. And I was like, yeah, I'll just punt on Richarlison, probably go to Antonio, maybe back to Bamford even. DCL, I mean, the service,
Same game every fucking year. All year we've been saying the same thing with them. There's no different.
Insane. Like the actual amount of crosses and possession and all that shit was just as much as I had hoped, you know? Like this is them dominating Newcastle, blah, blah, blah. And then like every cross was bad and every pass was bad. And so many went out of bounds and so many were just easily headed away and all the corners were bad. And it was just like, fuck. He can't create his own shot, so...
No, he can't
so
for his life.
So he didn't, you know?
And no one else did. It was
he
just
had one,
the
like,
same
meaningless
thing.
Shot that, you know, doesn't even really register. I mean, that's all there is to it. They're kind of fucked up. I mean, they've been playing badly for a while.
They've been
while.
Grinding results out.
Yeah, a long while. And I just had faith that when the good guys come back, they'll go back to being good like they were early in the season. But
yeah, and I mean, Newcastle did do something completely different than they did all year. So there definitely was a surprise element for sure for Everton there.
So.
But yeah, I it's still, you look at him, it's just tough when the team isn't humming because it's the same. He looked fine the whole game. He played, did his job or whatever.
It was a very post-restart DCL game, not early this season DCL game. Where it was just like,
I mean, but honestly, like even those few games where he's getting those like lucky assists on like winning a pen or whatever. Like it's been like this for a long time.
A very long time. Yeah,
for a couple months, a few months. So, yeah, I definitely think he's not a very good, you know, long-term hold at this point until Everton figure something out a little bit more, you know, see a little bit more consistency because like you said, I mean, it's similar to like Manchester United. It's just the team hasn't looked good attacking for a long time. This isn't like a blip on the radar.
It's also like, must be said, the tactic of just kill James works. Like, as shitty as it is, and I wish it wasn't the case, and they were all getting yellow cards from minute one. Like, if you just murder their best creator, best passer, well, fucking works.
I mean, that's, I think, yeah, definitely to an extent. But the other thing I keep, the more games I watch with, like, DCL and Rich, they don't compliment each other very well.
Like, I feel like they don't, should, though. I mean,
it just doesn't feel to me like they do. Like, they don't find each other very... Like, Rich does not find DCL very often, and he's, like, so selfish. I feel like they take each other's space a lot. Like, they're both making... Because Rich kind of likes to make striker runs, you know? And then it's like, he's not a creator. He just kind of wants to beat someone and shoot or whatever if it's not a counter. And I don't know. That, I think, has been an issue. I don't think that they've been able to figure it out too well together, because when James is being murdered or doubled or whatever, I mean, then you should be able to... Other players should have more... opportunity and more space and shit. And I mean, Siggy, I don't know what he is anymore, but I feel like Rich has been a big problem this year for them. He's been really bad all year.
I didn't think he was bad in that game. I mean, I think he was better than DCL.
I don't agree. I don't think that, because when I watch Rich, I just see like selfishness and not like he's not. DCL does his job, and
selfishness
Rich doesn't
isn't bad when you're good. You know, but when you're supposed to lead the team in scoring, selfishness isn't a bad thing.
I mean, he has one fucking goal all year from open play. I mean, he needs to, like, I don't know. I just I don't think he's playing well. I didn't think he played well at all against Newcastle. I thought he was running like blind alley stuff and low percent shot stuff, like shots getting blocked stuff, like just like bad shit. I just feel like his head's off.
I didn't think it was that
bad,
because every other option, every other thing that Everton did was worse. Like, I think he was the only one even getting shots off. Like, he did as good as possible.
Yeah, but just because he wasn't as bad as the other players doesn't mean that he was good. Like, I think they were all bad. But I think Rich has been, you know, for the season, to me watching them, he hasn't had a game where I'm like, oh, shit, like, Rich. Like,
yeah.
Really, since like maybe like game like 4 or 5 or so, he had like a couple good games back then. But
I mean, it definitely wasn't ideal. It was the two fixtures, and I thought they would at least score one or two against Newcastle, who are fucking a joke.
And Dean was definitely defo drunk.
Dean was fucking horrible, dude. Oh my god, I was losing my shit at 7 a.m. watching Dean just cross like 70 yards over everyone's head, and just
Coleman also seemed very bad. Don't know what he was doing.
At least he has like different responsibilities. He tries his like overlapping stuff and like cutbacks and stuff. Dean, it's like Newcastle are like, here you go, silver platter, 30 yards of space, here's do whatever space you want, and he just like sends
goal
it to
kick.
Outer
here's
space.
Here's a goal kick.
Yeah, how about that idea? And it's just like, oh my god, that was all really right, doing my head in. But, you know, they still, like you said, they still have Leeds. I'm still very confident that Leeds is the slump buster of all slump busters. So,
I'll hope for one more week. I'm not, you know, I mean, I think, yeah, maybe, but I'm not, like, expecting goals from them because...
I am.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's similar to, like, the Leicester thing. It's like, the Leicester team, just because they get to play Leeds doesn't mean all of a sudden you score 3 goals every game. Like, I haven't seen
everyone
play one.
But we're talking
about
a Leicester team without Vardy and Didi, who may... defender subs for injuries, blah blah. They score a goal and put up 1.7 xG and 18 shots.
No, I know, but I'm still saying when you talk about expect, like I don't expect that. I think it's like,
yeah, I absolutely,
you know,
do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I mean, they just played fucking Newcastle at home. You know, it's the same kind of thing. They scored 0 goals,
but
and under like, 1 xG.
But Leeds are just different. I mean, they don't shut anyone down.
Yeah, I mean, if you own them, you own them, and nothing's changing. But, I mean, buying, definitely not. Not with the fixtures that are following.
Yeah, buying is a different scenario. One-week punts are a rare luxury, especially in this season. But I definitely expect goals. I'd be stunned.
Almost as stunned as if they scored 0 at home against Newcastle.
No, not that. Definitely not as stunned. I want to make sure that that's clear. Like, not as stunned at all. Leeds are a different level. Like, Leeds have more everything conceded than Newcastle in one less game. More underlying, more actual goals, more everything. and they played a less game than Newcastle, who are fucking Newcastle.
What else? We got some questions about premiums.
Hayden Hunter looking to jump off Raz. Is it safe to hop on the Teemo train? That must be some sort of perverse joke. He said, I can't get Mane. I already have Mo and Bruno. Every other premium's dead besides Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny looks like such a good pick right now.
Yeah. Well, we shouted him. Every other premium is dead besides Son and Rash, but meh. Matt said, do you buy into the narrative? We should captain non-premium players. Didn't seem long ago. Everyone was saying we should have four premium players as they were all scoring points.
Is that a narrative?
I don't know. And then cool. Kevin, a lot of us seem to have sold our big assets. Kane, Kev, maybe Mo, got Gundo, Antonio, other guys. Where do we spend the money? Blah, blah, blah. If you're on wildcard, strategically, how would you distribute the money? The money thing is like, we've been saying, this is now like the fourth consecutive pod where we've said like the best teams don't spend all the money right now. Like that, you should. Yeah. It's a weird, we have to spend all our money. Like it's. We're fucking trained to spend.
It's like degeneracy or something.
It really is. Like, we have to spend. But we have an extra point one. Like, ooh, I can get, like, this guy instead of this guy because I have point one. Just
this worse guy is more expensive instead of this better guy is cheap.
Yeah, we need to, like, mentally adjust that is not really that important right now.
Yeah.
So that's that. But, yeah, premiums, I don't know. Well, Mo, obviously.
Yeah, good. Mo's always good.
He did the most.
Otherwise,
what about Bruno, really, dude? What's happening with Bruno? Because
they're a mess. But it's still the same thing with the avenues and the things where, you know, he had an assist against Fulham and he almost had a goal game, but yeah, he hasn't looked good for a few, but he just has so many ways to get points. And, you know, normally they get a pen every other game and that seems to have dried up, which is unfortunate. But,
well, as we saw in the Matty Cash game, there's just no pens anymore at all. So.
Yeah. But they did, I mean, to be fair, they just faced some really tough defenses, you know, in the last handful of games. I mean, Wolves were fucked up when that happened, but like they had Leicester, Wolves, Villa, Burnley, Liverpool, Fulham, Sheffield, and
none
Arsenal.
Of those are good fixtures.
I mean, for a team that has a really bad manager tactically, yeah, you know, it's tough to de-boss a boss and to do when the game's not given to you and the space isn't given to you, then it's hard, you know, that's what we've been seeing the last handful of games. And he's picking, you know, the wrong lineups and they're out of ideas. They're kind of just doing the crossing, you know, and I think Bruno watching him play looks like he's outside of his mind, frustrated and pissed off all game, pretty much every game for the last few.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he didn't score that curler still. Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing, right? With this game, was that curler? Like, he usually just, when he gets that opportunity, he scores out. Like, it was like the Newcastle goal at the end of the game, like that, you know, back in the beginning of the season. He's, like the Fulham, like, he's still been on a knife's edge. Like, he's had a couple of really good opportunities that you know, normally expect him to bury in the last five, and he just hasn't done it. So,
I think the stats are still good.
Yeah, you know? I think it's more variance, and I mean, he's not taking as many corners for whatever that's worth, but the pens, you know, and that's a thing. But he's still, to me, just, you know, he's just a good player. He's similar to like Mo and Son, where it's just like, okay, you know, he's not going to score every fucking game. He was on pace for, you know, 38 returns, you know, when we were in game week 14 or whatever, but that no one's ever done that before, kind of, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, if he's going to return every other, which is, you know, really more likely or more, you know, more reliable, you know, jumping off to try and chase someone else, you know, just doesn't make any sense to me. And they do have better fixtures coming up. So I think he's just a very steady hold and just got to stop captaining him. That's the thing.
I agree. And also the thing that I kept saying about Mo, you know, up until today was like, the team is playing differently. His position's differently. His stats are down. Like none of that exists with Bruno. His stats are still good. The team's playing the same way. He's still main guy for everything. It's just like sometimes you don't get the assists or don't score the worldie or don't get the pen.
I mean, he almost had an assist as well as the goal against Arsenal. I mean, he looked fine to me. I mean, there is a bit, you know, with the Paul though. That is a thing.
Yeah,
like,
he definitely dented his involvement and stuff like that. And
not to the point where I'm like, oh, I got to sell him or anything, but.
Like, in a normal season...
They're not calling
season,
pens anymore in this season.
Yeah, they just don't call pens.
They just stop calling pens.
There hasn't been... I can't remember the last pen. Like, I actually can't.
Let me see. There wasn't one this game week, right?
No.
For sure not.
For sure not.
The week before. Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to just look at all the scores
Barnes,
and be like...
Barnes had one recently, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, against Liverpool. The winner.
Yeah, that was but that was a couple games ago.
The winner against Liverpool. No.
Pens are so down the last few games.
They're such a fucking mess with the refereeing shit, how they always like swing the pendulum way too far in either direction. They have no middle ground. They have no capability of like just being good at their jobs.
Being normal.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, captaining Bruno, that doesn't seem great anymore. I mean, until they're clicking and, you know, if they had a... I mean, they have home Southampton, but there's other better fixtures elsewhere, but...
I mean, it's like defense. I still feel like, you know, it gives you the flexibility to spend up in defense and like get the most expensive guy on the team you like, you know, like get Dean or whatever, get, you know, those flair like players or whatever who are, maybe like 0.5 or a million too much than they should be, but, you know, it doesn't fucking matter really, you know, just, you know, having the depth as you see, right? We had Cancelo and Stones playing 0 minutes. You know, if you have a good, if you're benching a sick, like if you're benching Bamford or you're benching like Watkins, that's fine. That's good.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
So that's also, you know, you could also do that kind of thing. So there's definitely still things to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that's, well, I mean, that's what Guest had. That's what Alon's brother's team had, you know, the bench Bamford, like, still cheap. You shouted that out last pod. I love it.
Yeah.
That's good. What else?
I didn't do it. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I didn't do it either. I said to you, I mean, I was genuinely worried that like he was going to get rested for a game. Like he's...
Yeah, I don't know how we missed each other with this because I had no concern about that. I was concerned that like he and they have been bad.
Well, yeah.
For the last like four. That's what we were talking about. That's what I was talking about last pod.
The two things go kind of similarly. I mean, he's been bad for a while. He's making.
Yeah, but there's no replacement. He's like the main thing of life for them. He started every game this season.
Rodrigo could start one game. You know?
I don't think he'd do the same job at all.
Defensive errors against Newcastle and it's subbed off on 59. Like, I think it's reasonable to be like, he might not start 2 days later. You know, like just one game.
I don't think so. That's like saying, but would you say the same thing about Vardy? Because I think that's the kind of, that's the influence and the position he has in that team to me.
If Vardy, well, it would never happen. It's like, that's like an impossible question.
No, but I'm using that likeness because I think Bamford is that important and that much of like first name on the team sheet for Leeds, like a Vardy is or like a Kane is for Spurs. I don't think it's something, a spot that he considers.
But I think...
So he subbed him off early, and that's the lesson. And then he came back and fucking banged a triple return.
I'm saying that Vardy has never and will never get subbed off early, so they're not the same level. Just by that nature.
That's fine, but you're saying like he might not start as though they have someone else who's good, or like that's even a question in Bielsa's mind, and I just don't think it is. I don't think I don't think that's an option. I think he would have to be hurt.
Yeah. Well, I learned that lesson this time. But yeah, I genuinely thought so because he's been so bad for consecutive games and then ripped off early for the mistakes. And now he has like a dead leg, but he's supposed to be fine.
Yeah, he'll probably be fine.
He'll probably be fine. He has himself in fantasy, but he didn't captain himself, he said.
Fucking moron. How do you not captain yourself every game?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. They asked him about the assist and not taking that last shot and like instead setting up the tap in. And he's like, yeah, well, I have myself an FPL. Then. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe he thought he wasn't going to start.
Yeah, probably.
Anything else? We got a few other questions, but anything else you want to talk about? I don't even remember what happened.
We could do the questions, I guess.
City. I'm just like looking through the scores, trying to remember what happened.
I mean, Villa were, you know, the 1-0 was...
They were bad. That was probably the worst they've played in a while.
Yeah.
Southampton just seemed to sort of like have their number. Like the pressing and all that stuff just like kind of works against them.
We fucking dismantled Wolves. It was not a competitive game.
Ralph is a good manager. Yeah, Palace.
Their team, dude. Their depth is just their team so fucking fucked up. Southampton.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's go to questions because we did get Puck said, at Walsh, at what point would you actually consider Eze as an FPL asset? He looks really good.
I would need him. I mean, he played the 10 today a little bit. He was kind of switching a little bit back and forth of the wing, but
what you wanted, yeah.
Yeah, he played 10, which was nice, but he played, you know, bats up top. So who the fuck is he supposed to pass to? You know, I need that to, you know, we need to see Mateta come in and be competent, because otherwise there's no one to pass to, really. And if he plays centrally for a few games and we keep this, you know, kind of 4-2-3-1 thing, then I think that's a reasonable pick. Still going to prefer Wilf. He's done it for longer, and Wilf was unplayable today. He was fucking amazing today.
Further forward, you know.
Yeah, he was a little bit more wingish today, but he hit the bar, and it's like Eze's got like a couple goals, but you know, they're worldies. It's like,
yeah,
he has that kind of knack. He had the chef was a fucking sick goal. He had the direct free goal, and then he had the Wolves one. I mean, he's
even the Wolves one was insanely sick. Yeah.
But he's like, I mean, because he's insanely sick. Like, yeah, he has these snapshot crazy fucking things that no one else sees, and it's just like, holy shit, how did he score?
Stuff he does, like, with his body to, like, get the space.
Yeah.
Those little things that are, like, immeasurable are just like, that's the shit that, like, Kane does, where it's like, he's slow and his ankles are broken and blah, 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 and he still gets a half yard of space to get a shot off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, no, I mean, little positioning stuff.
Unbelievable. Like, he is really, really, really good. Like, I think probably if there's a conversation like who's the best player in the league that no one talks about, he's like top three easily. Like, people don't even still know who he is, that he exists in life. He's so fucking good. So I think the answer is next year, like, depending on who our manager is, when, because, you know, with Woy, it's like you could just drop of the hat, go back to putting him out of position again.
I'm always scared of that. I'm always scared of just going back to, like, the all-out defend nightmare football. After one loss, they just go back to that, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're like, I want to own him this year at some point, then you have to buy him right now, because we play Newcastle, Leeds, Burnley, Brighton, Fulham before it starts getting tougher, and, you know, he did do the 4-2-3-1 against Wolves, which was obviously correct. The game was nowhere near close. It was not a 1-0 game. It was not competitive. So, you know, if he does persist with this team in these easy fixtures, well, nothing's easy for us, but in these, like, easier fixtures. Yeah, the winnable fixtures. If we're not going to try and nick 1-0s and we're going to just, like, try and play.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I think it'd be now, but I would still rather have Wolf just because he's, like...
Me too.
It's Wilf. It's just
he's the main man.
He's the main man.
Yeah,
Eze's so good though, dude. It's really nuts. No, like every game watching him, he's just so sick.
Yeah,
he doesn't lose the ball. He never loses the ball.
Making a rare, really good attacking signing. Like, I can't even remember the last guy who was.
Well, it could be the striker who might play in Mateta, in fucking April, hopefully.
My Teta.
Yeah, he literally never loses the ball. He's like soup.
It's great.
Doesn't lose the ball.
It's great. Cardi Corleone and Bodhi asking about Pereira on West Brom. Not being talked about, blah, blah, blah. Good form and a bad team. Is he worth considering? All that stuff. Shout out to Ali, who captained his fucking 13-pointer out of nowhere, which is ridiculous. But the long and the short for me is absolutely not.
No, we don't need to spend time on this, right?
Okay. Yeah, just, you know, thought I'd give them the questions, you know, whatever. Okay. Yeah. You had the two pens against Wolves, like, whatever. But no, West Brom are the fucking worst team in the league by a lot. And then SK, this question, I don't know. He said, we're just over halfway through. Are you setting any overall rank goals for the season?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's kind of how I felt, but it's also kind of a real question.
Yeah, good. You talk, ask your friends.
I don't look that far in advance, to be honest.
I don't care. What the fuck is the point of that?
Yeah, just trying to...
I'm going to do everything different because I say some arbitrary number today in fucking January.
Yeah. No, it's just not our style.
What else we got?
That's it. Question-wise.
That's it?
Yeah, okay. Let's go to our teams. So, quick turnaround. What are you looking at? Transfer cap.
Saving. I think it's an easy save for me. Yeah, I just, everything's fine. I'm like really, really not sure about Mo versus Cancelo cap. I'm kind of feeling Cancelo.
I don't understand. I think Mo is like the easiest cap ever, no?
I don't think Brighton is an easy fixture anymore. No,
they're good defensively. They have been all, they're underlying it.
They've
all
been good
season.
Since they dropped Ryan.
All season, their underlines have been like top five defense in the league, which they do by possession. It's a little like deceptive.
And I mean, three cleans on the bounce. I do feel like this is a kind of like a free hit game for them after they got three off Spurs and, you know, Liverpool have swagger. But I just, I don't know. I mean, it's my initial when I saw the fixture, I was like, Mo, Brighton. Like, Burnley, I mean, Wood got hurt. They can't do fucking shit.
I mean,
shit.
The floor is 6 points.
Yeah, I mean, they just
the
can't
clean
do...
is 95% nailed.
Yeah, they can't do shit ass if Wood's out. And the way that Cancelo should have had more than a goal and assist against West Brom.
Right.
Like, he was the best. He was insane. Completely unplayable. And he was playing just like a... I mean, this is going to be the same fucking game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, at Burnley's not going to be different that way. I mean, the players are better in defense, but I'm not sure there. So I'm going to probably leave that till tomorrow night.
The thing with Mo is that, like, is he going to play striker again?
I have no clue. I don't know.
If he is, I'm captaining him. If he isn't, maybe I'd look at Cancelo or something.
What do you mean striker, though? Because, I mean, he was playing a bit more central, but he was still dropping out wide and deep. They were just playing more diags to him.
Yeah,
he was making that central run, but he wasn't playing up top. Like, it wasn't like...
I think he was playing up top, yeah. I mean, you don't just go from, like, one shot to seven shots and go from, like, no touches the box to a million touches in the box by, like, fluke. I think it was a diamond behind... Divock and Mo. Like, because Shaq was really central. Shaq was like...
Yeah. So it was Divock.
If Bob falls nine, Shaq was like just straight up 10. And occasionally
doing
he was
stuff.
Wide.
Like, it was, I think it was just both. I think the difference to me today when I was watching them was that they were playing that... Hendo was playing that dig. He was running in behind and they were actually playing that ball, which they haven't done since like last year.
But I don't think he even makes that run as much before this game, like as often as he used to make it, because he plays deeper and wider.
Yeah, and that could have also just been because Mane was out and Bob was out too, right? So I don't know next game what's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was because they were out, this was the solution. And I don't know if that means that when they're back, it's like, well, we need Mo up top again, you know, like furthest forward, all the touches in the box, all the shit that I wanted. Like, I've been crying out for all this time. It's like, let's do 4-2-3-1, Mo up top, like need touches in the box, need shots
but
in the box.
That's not what they played today to me, though. I didn't think they were in that formation today.
I think they played a diamond behind two. Yeah, I honestly do.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I remember him dropping back. Like, he was covering... He was still doing some of the same defensive coverage duty that he's always done, like, covering Trent and shit. Like,
Liverpool.
I just thought, like, in possession, he was still playing wide on the elbow a lot. Like, he wasn't in the middle of the box. Like, he was there when they were building up. He was making... He had more, like, ability... He had, like, more license to go centrally. But I thought formationally, like... I don't know. I didn't feel like it was like, oh, he's playing striker. I thought it was still kind of like he's doing sort of the same stuff. He just is making different.
I thought he was like right striker and Divock was left striker for, you know, lack of a better word for it. I mean, like, yeah, all of Liverpool like track back and defend and he's definitely on the right side between the two. But yeah, I mean, he was just like in the box so much more and taking actual shots in the box and getting like good actual chances and stuff. All the shit that he hasn't been doing for, you know, 2 months.
So are you gonna stick with him and hope that?
Well,
it's more of the same,
I have it on him right now. I honestly have like a just. I mean, we just said don't cap Bruno. I have like a feeling in the back of my head that Southampton is just the perfect game for United.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I'm just saying, it's just like a total gut, like. You know,
well, didn't you do the same thing when they played them in the reverse fixture or something?
They scored three goals and Bruno had a goal.
But did
on
you captained him or something? Or Didn't you? I feel like you...
Maybe.
That was Timo. I feel like whenever a good team plays Southampton, you say this year.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I capped Jack's 15-pointer against them.
Yeah. You always captain. You love captaining against them.
We've established this very early. They're not Leeds openness, but they're the other team that presses really high and leaves space behind. They're the other, like, main team who does that. You know, and that's United's strengths. They don't have many strengths, but that's definitely a strength. You know, so I don't know. I have a slight little feeling about that. Yeah, I think
that's the captain. I would never, ever put my captaincy on that. But yeah, I mean, maybe they score more than zero goals. That would be cool.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
And you don't think Cancelo? You're not thinking about that?
No, I'm definitely considering it. I mean, okay. I captained him 2 game weeks ago. I'm all in on that fucking captaining. It's just, yeah. I mean, the thing with him is like the center backs have the high floor also, but less consistent ceiling. And with him, he turns into Kev in the attacking third. So he has the high floor and ceiling. Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, I mean, he scored the goal on the offsides kind of bullshit, but he missed a fucking sitter in the West Brom game.
Right,
like, he looks really good.
Yeah, I don't know. That shot. Yeah, I like that shot. No, it is a weird thing with Brighton, right? Like, it's weird to have a team that's definitely good defensively, but also I like expect them to concede a goal every game.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because it's just a different, it's usually like a weird individual error, like a weird fluky thing. Like they do like a weird deflection, like they do like weird ass shit. I don't know. It's definitely hard to describe.
That's why their underlyings are so good, is because they're not conceding big chances in the traditional manner, you know?
Yeah.
You know, except against like City, I guess. But yeah, they make errors or, you know, positional, someone doesn't cover for someone or something like that. But I mean, dude, Potter's fucking good manager.
Yeah.
Their talent is so fucking bad.
Dude, that Connolly miss, I actually was laughing out loud.
Unbelievable.
He's so bad. I don't know how they keeps getting time.
At least
they have a lot of players. How does he keep playing?
They have at least half the team that Houghton had when they stayed up by like 1 point.
Yeah.
And he has them like as like a top 5 defense in the league underlying, and like they're safe as fuck, you know, like there's no chance. I don't know. I think he's just doing a great job.
Gross was fucking unreal today.
Dude, even that late
absolutely
run.
Absolutely insane.
That
today,
late run
dude.
Where he just outpaced everyone. Like, what? That was the Connolly chance. Like, what was that?
Yeah, he's looking really good. There's a fucking punt. Gross. After Liverpool, he looks so good today.
Yeah, but it's Potter, so he's going to start 1 in 3 matches. That's the dark side of Potter.
That's the other thing about Gross, yeah.
The relegation race,
it's kind of over, actually.
Looking really rough for
It's looking kind of done. Yeah, I think that we're pretty close to calling it.
The problem is Fulham just can't win a game.
Yeah, they just can't.
They can't score goals.
Can't win when you can't score. So what are you doing with your moves? Are you doing anything?
Let me look at my team for the first
time. I mean, you have like fucking 15 deep, 14 deep. I don't know where you can improve on or whatever you're looking at. Since Pulisic,
this looks like a good save.
Great player for
he is a great player.
Term. Yeah,
he's a great player for a good team.
So, are you just gonna bench Saka? Is that your plan?
Well, he's fucking hurt, so definitely.
But in general, is that the plan with the way the team's set up right now? He's your bench guy.
I mean, I would play the fixtures probably, like Leeds in 24. I'll definitely start Saka somewhere.
And you'll do Rich, maybe Rich and DCL next week with 2 frees, depending on how you feel.
I think 100% Rich, but DCL's likely, but not 100%. Yeah. But yeah, I might just do both, like Bamford, Antonio or something like that. I don't see the downside there.
That seems good.
Or even just like, I mean, we're talking about how much money we have in our teams, right? Like, if Saka's back and looks good and he's fit and whatever, like, I could fucking bench DCL and just start one up top. Like we were just talking about benching Bamford.
If there's
like,
someone else you'd rather use your transfer on.
Yeah. I mean, money is just such a weird non-issue in FPL this season. So, that's in consideration as well. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'll decide on cap tomorrow, too, after I sleep in and think about it all day. It's on Mo as of now, though.
Yeah, I still have it on Mo, too, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure. And did you want to try and sell me on selling Sun? Or do we need to do that, or what do you want to do?
We'll probably just talk tomorrow and figure it out, right?
Well, I mean, I haven't even for 1 second today considered. I'm looking at Rashford. Like, I fucking hate him, obviously.
Yeah, I would sell Sun ahead of Rashford, like so far ahead of him.
Yeah. So what's your pitch to for me to sell him? Like, where would you go if you had my team with Sun in it? What would you do?
Well, let's look around, see who has good fixtures, I guess. See for maybe a short term, because it sounded like you really wanted to get him back, but. Yeah, maybe you could get someone else.
I don't even want to sell him, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would be like Wilfred Jack. I mean, reasonably speaking.
Yeah. Newcastle, Leeds, Burnley for Wilf. West Ham, Arsenal, Brighton for Jack. Those are not easy fixtures at all. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it probably would be Wilf. Seems good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so why do you think Rashford's better than Son?
Well, his team's better. He gets chances. He shoots. He gets touches in the box. All that kind of stuff.
He doesn't get any points. He doesn't get any fantasy points.
Well, neither does Son. So that they're even on that regard, right? They're both expensive and don't get points. So that's the common denominator. And then all of the other stuff favors Rashford. Except for the actual ability of the player.
Yeah. I mean, Son has 50 more points than Rashford on the season.
No, but we're talking about...
It was earlier.
Yeah, we're talking about... He has a double-digit haul against Leeds and 9-pointer against Liverpool, but since game week 12, the rest is 5-2-3-2, 5-2-2.
It's better than Rashford.
Is it?
Yeah, Rashford's got...
Since game week 12, he also has
one double digit haul,
and a 7, a 7, a 6. It's basically the same.
So they're both horrible.
Well, Rashford's team is better and gets chances, and don't have all of, like, the equivalent of Kane being injured for United would be if, like, Bruno and Paul were hurt. Then I'd be like, Rashford's bad, and they're not going to function. But they're not hurt, so. They're still going to get chances.
But Rashford's also a main reason why they're not functioning, because he's fucking horrible. Like, he could easily be dropped. He was dropped two games ago. Like, he's by no means a safe name in that sheet to me.
I think he's safe, yeah. For sure.
He hasn't played... I mean, he played well in the FA Cup game, but he hasn't had a good league game since I owned him. I bought him the Leicester game or whatever, the Wolves game. I mean, literally every game, he's played bad every game.
He scored in the Wolves game, didn't he?
Yeah, and that was in like the 93rd minute. He was awful the entire game. We were fucking talking about how bad he was the whole game.
Yeah,
what do you mean? It's like,
that's the
he
thing.
Didn't play like, well, just he scored in stoppage. And that was like, it was deflected or something, right? What was that?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was like left footed, falling over or something, but... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you still want the players getting shots in the box and stuff. It's just the basics, I think, you know?
Okay.
That's really all it is.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do anything this week.
Don't you want Wilf? Don't you want your boy?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I do, but I also don't want to get rid of these guys. Like, if I was getting Wilf, I would want to be doing it for a better reason than just, like, I don't think I'm going to just spike points from him... When I have a healthy Son and a healthy Rashford, like, just because we have easy on paper fixtures, I don't know. We also don't really score goals. I mean, he has problems as well. I'm not doing anything with the money. I'm not like, it's not like making my team better. I think
makes your team better.
Yeah, I don't think it does. That's where I'm at with that.
I'm surprised we're so different on Spurs. Like, they're just so absolutely horrible.
They had a bad game. I don't know. I mean,
they've had bad games. 2 months.
Yeah, but I still watch Son. Dude, Son, like, the Liverpool game, offsides goal, like, armpit crayons, like, okay, you know? The Sheffield United game, he almost scored. Fulham game, he almost scored. No, I know, but this has been one bad game, so I need more than just a bad game against Brighton on short rest, like, to think he's a problem. Again, as I said earlier, I thought he looked fine, and he played well, and I don't think that, just because, I don't think that that's a reason to sell the player, like, really.
Yeah.
For him, you know, that's just where I'm at with him. And I need more data of them, like, really just like, holy shit, they're not going to ever score or something. Like, 'cause he still comes close to points, like, every single game I watch him, and he always has.
All right. I have nothing else to say with him. I think it's bad.
Okay.
That's it. Let me slap asses. Mm-hmm. We got two new sign-ups. I feel like the mood is bad on this pod. The vibe is bad.
I'm really tired.
Yeah, I'm also really tired.
We're on different sides of a lot of things tonight.
Basically everything.
Yeah, well, that's hyperbolic, but a lot of more than usual. So it's more testy.
More testy. Let me slap asses. We got two new Patreon sign-ups. Jake Winterbottom and Mason Poss. Slap them. Let's get in there. I mean, we kept it under an hour, right? Or basically an hour. That's pretty good for two tired guys.
Yeah.
Any last words?
No, we'll do Sunday. No. Check that.
Wednesday.
We're doing Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Today's Sunday.
Check us out at FMLVL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLVL. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLVL. Subscribe right in the future.